Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Thursday morning edition. And we're going to go right back live into the prayer and praise convention, prayer call, that is. Come join me as we go back.
I'm thanking God for the word of God. I'm thanking God for his anointing. Thanking him for even being able to come over the highways with no problem whatsoever. Yes, they had road construction and had us detour, but God had such a pleasant ride and a pleasant drive and anointed until when I got here, it was just a blessing. I wasn't tired like I thought I would be, and I'm praising his holy name this morning. That is my praise report, how God is blessing my grandchildren through the youth prayer line and so many worldwide. Yes, I am in line for my blessing. I'm next.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. And I'm praising God for it. That is why my journey was here, was so important. Coming to receive a blessing. And I'm thanking God. Love every one of you, and there is nothing you can do about it. Keep me in your prayers. God bless you. If you have a praise report, and I do believe Evangelist Johnson in New York was next, so just go ahead.
Praise the Lord, Dr. Pfeiffer. God bless you. I love you. And the Lord, I feel like you're you're my closest friend here, because since I've met you and I've been on First Fruit Prayer Line, I tell you, I just can't tell you how blessed I have been. I don't want to make my church godly jealous by talking about you all the time, but I do because I now that they're in church saying, thank you, G Pastor, have them saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. He tell them, keep saying it, keep saying it. And I'm telling you, God is blessing. And I just thank God for you this morning. Good morning, Dr. Johnson and Sister Betty and Mother Johnson and all of you on the prayer line. I tell you, God is blessing me. I'm next in line for my blessing. I received a blessing. God had given me to plant some seeds of hats. Now, I make designer hats, but I also have a vendor that I buy hats from. And I blessed Mother Sister Betty with a hat and Dr. Pfeiffer and another first lady in a church in New York. God gave me to just bless them with a hat. And I was just sitting here, and I received a phone call from Dr. Eggerson in Jacksonville, Florida, and she said, listen, there's a church in New York that first of all, they want you to come and be their sermonic soloist for their anniversary, but they need some headbands. And she said, I told them to get in touch with you. So I didn't wait for the young lady to get in touch with me. I got in touch with her. And when I got in touch with her, she said, we need someone to do some headbands. I have to tell you how we want to design. And she told me, and I visioned it in my mind, and I made one, and I took it to them last week, and I had to wait for the answer if they liked it. So the report was that they fell in love with it, and they gave me the job of making 25 headbands, and then she called and said they may need more. So that's a financial blessing God is sending my way. And I just thank God, because I just said, Lord, I thank you for the job. I thank you. And I'm learning to thank God and praise God more, Dr. Johnson. And I just thank God for you all. I thank God for you all. You all have been such a blessing to me. And I just can't tell it all, but I thank God. And I just thank God on last week, my granddaughter and the West Coast had passed out, and they called and said, it didn't look good. She's 4 months pregnant. And I said, okay. So I just started saying, Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you for healing. I thank you for healing. So I called back about 5:45 in the morning. I was in New York in all-night prayer, and over there was 2:45. And she picked up the phone and said, Grandma, I'm all right. I just praise and thank God, because truly, thank you, Jesus will take you a long way. It has brought me so far. And Dr. Johnson, I just thank you all. I thank you for the teaching this morning. I needed to hear that. And I just ask you all to keep me in your prayers, and I love each and every one of you. I really love you all from the bottom of my heart.
Praise God. God bless you so much, Evangelist Johnson, for that. And I
just want to tell Mother Adley Johnson, and your blessing is going to be on the way.
All right. All right. Another pretty lady with another pretty hat. Praise God.
Yes,
I just love mine. And it is such a blessing. Thanking God. And I know Lady Betty loved hers as well. I just wanted to say, too, Evangelist Johnson, God's going to continue to bless you on top of the message this morning. God will continue to bless you because not only did you sow a seed with the hat, she had a seed, a financial seed she wanted to sow. And she couldn't get in touch with anyone else, and she called me for the address and the information. We were able to give that to her and get that blessing to First Fruit Prayer Line and to Dr. Johnson. So we're thanking God for that. Everything helps. And you don't know how you encourage somebody with a hat. Because I tell you, I put mine on and put it on Facebook just to let them know. You might not be able to see my face for this pretty hat because the hat is
thank
so
you
pretty.
Jesus.
You, praise God. Hallelujah. Thanking him for his blessings. Maybe we gave
God
me the wrong job this morning because I'm full of praises, full of the glory of God. But Mother Wilson, you're next, I believe, with your praise report.
This is Sister Christopher. I'm Mother Wilson's daughter. I recall Dr. Johnson calling my name. But I do thank God.
God bless you.
I thank God this morning just for waking me up and for having the joy that I have in my soul on this morning. God is so good. This week as a praise report, I received several calls, and I'm a remote coder. I work from home. But I've received calls this week, two, maybe three, saying, will you do this from us? And these are physicians that live out of town, and I said, yes, Lord. And then I said yes to them because God is good. He is just awesome, and I just thank God. I thank God. I praise him. Even though I feel like, you know, Dr. Johnson's message this morning was to me and my mom, I watch her walk around, bend over from the arthritis, and I went down and I said, Mom, I said, did you hear that? I said, that you're next in line for a miracle. You can be, God can straighten you up just like he did that woman. And I just thank God for the joy that I have this morning just hearing that message. And it's just, God is an awesome God. He is an awesome God, and I thank him. I thank him. I thank him. And that 15 minutes is nothing compared to what God is doing in our lives on this earth.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Christopher. Thank God for that testimony, just witnessing, another witness for the Lord, praising God for it, because we know not only, yes.
I want to say a word to her, Sister Christopher. I want
God
you
bless
bring,
you.
I want you to bring your mother to the block line tonight. Tonight for sure. And I want
yes,
you
sir.
Have her to thank. I'll lead as I lead people around the world into thanking God 1,000 times. I want to see what God's going to do for her. Just get her on the line, okay?
Yes, sir, I'll do that.
All right, thank you. God bless you. Amen. Go ahead. And
praise God. God bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll get you what you are asking for.
Amen.
And we know that it's not only just the physical things that have us bent over in life, but there are so many emotional and financial and other things that have us bent over in life. This daily problem. Praise God. And we can straighten up and walk right with just thanking God as the our leader says, thank God, thank God, thank God. Sister Lily Mays, I believe you were called on. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have my feet. To Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Adley Johnson, and Dr. Pfeiffer, all of you, all of the staff of First Fruit Prayer Land this morning. God bless you, and I praise God for all of you. I thank you and praise you, Dr. Johnson, for that inspiring message. I, too, feel, just like all the others that have spoken about, I am next in line for the miracle. And I'm claiming it, no matter how the situation looks. I just thank you. I was on the blog line last night, and when I got on, it was full. And I also had a friend to get on. And I have a friend that I had talked to in over 5 years. And since I've been on the prayer line, I've been praying and asking God for her to come back into my life. And I wanted to give this praise report yesterday, but I didn't get in. And I had her on the line, my sister Aura. I don't think she's on here this morning. She said she'll be on in the morning. But Monday morning, she called me, called my mother number. She had found a book that had my mom address in it. And she called my sister, and I was praying when my sister knocked on my door. And she said, I'll be with you in a second. When I got off the phone, and she said, Aura called you. She said, Aura. I said, oh, where's the number? And it was her. And I called her back, and I just said, thank you, Jesus. I mean, she is a true friend of all our 30 years of knowing. We never had an argument on anything. But anyway, she's going to come on the prayer line with us. And I just thank God for Dr. Johnson, and I thank God for your vision. I thank God for the vision of having us to thank God, because I can see the difference. I can see the difference, and I just praise God for all of you. I can go on and on and on, but I just praise God for my health and strength and for all our living and being and everything. I thank you, Dr. Pfeiffer, for all your encouraging word, all of you. Dr. Lacey, I thank you because you introduced me to the praise line. So now I'm bringing Sister Aura on, and some more sisters, because they have a prayer line of 4 or 5 people, and they would be glad to join you. So may God bless you, and I love all of you.
God bless you, Sister Lily. God bless you. We love you. I tell you, I look at the blessings God has already supplied the prayer line with over the past, I can just say the past 6 months. How God has opened up doors, how he has opened up the window and poured out the blessings. Not only just have we been blessed, hallelujah, but God has poured out miracles. And we know that life can bend you over. Circumstances can bend you over. Situations can have you bent over. And I'm just praising God right now because he has lifted the burdens and he has set the captive free, and how he has just healed in so many areas until we can't tell it all. As fast as we tell one blessing and what God has done, here come another one. And I am praising God right now for everyone on the prayer line this morning. I don't know if that was the end of the praise reports that had been announced for this morning. Was there anyone else that Dr. Johnson had called on that we didn't recognize as of yet? Anyone else?
Dr. Pfeiffer, this is Evangelist Johnson. I just want to say this briefly. I'm a playwriter and a songwriter, and for a while I hadn't been doing anything because of the finances that I was going through. And this young lady that auditioned for my production, she's in it, and she told her pastor about me, and he opened up his 700-seat theater to me to have my plays. And a young lady called and told me she was going to put out the money to help me produce these productions. And I'm just believing God that I'm going to have Dr. Johnson to come and be part of it, to blow that saxophone in one of these productions that I have coming up this winter. So I just want to say God is opening up more doors for me.
Praise God. And God bless you for that. Anytime that our leader, Ambassador Dr. Vidar Johnson, is called up on, we too would like to take part in that, because that's a blessing. That's an extended blessing, glory to God, an extended blessing from him to us. And whenever you set this up, let us know. And even the prayer line can help be a blessing in purchasing his ticket. So we want to know. We want to be a blessing. We want to help. So don't forget your financial commitment to the prayer line this morning. And just let the Lord know how much you really, really thank him. Praise God.
Yes.
We just love the Lord this morning, love the prayer line, and we know that there are so many, many more out there with praise reports, but we know that we are limited to a time, and we're thanking God right now. Dr. Johnson is back into your hands. God bless you. I hope we didn't overlook anyone because we know it's so much to tell, and we can share with each other. If you can't share it on the prayer line, share it with a friend. Find one of your enemies, someone that you haven't spoken to, like Sister May say, in a while. Could reconnect with some of the people, and they might be trying to reconnect with you just for a prayer. And I'm thanking God right now for his blessings and miracles and his back into your hands right now. To our leader, Dr. Ambassador Bernard Johnson. God bless you.
Ambassador, I know that sounds a little unusual to y'all, but it is the word that God gave me for these promotions that God has given. Promotion doesn't come from the east or the west, but from the Lord. And among the first fruits, God gave us the promotion of ambassador. Amen. It seemed a little different and unusual. I'm sure when they first started promoting people to bishops and things like that. We have to get accustomed to this. I wasn't accustomed. But, you know, when people get promotions, honor that. You don't call a bishop a superintendent. Amen. You know, when they get a promotion, they call them bishop. And sometimes if you call them superintendent, they get a little angry about it. But we do have some new ambassadors on the line. One of them is Ambassador Eleanor Pfeiffer, Ambassador Patricia Stern. It is one of the greatest, most prayingest women I've ever heard in my life. They can pray. Oh, my God. And then we have Ambassador-elect Gina Hodges. Amen. The youth prayer line is tonight. Don't forget Ambassador-elect tonight. Amen. And let me give my praise report. The Lord led me to go to a church on Sunday before our service at 8:30. I went to see Pastor Daryl Moore. And I began to share with him about how God had led me on this long 1,000-day fast. Actually, it turned out to be 1,128 days. I couldn't stop when I got to 1,000. You have to experience it to see what I'm talking about. Amen. And God told me, those who don't believe it, that's all right. My witness is in heaven, and my record is on high. God is writing new books, whether y'all believe it or not. It says it in Revelation 20th chapter. And that's been recorded in the book. Amen. How you know, Doctor? Well, look in this book we got now. The things that Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Paul, all of them, anything outstanding that they did has been recorded. And even Jabez, who said, Lord, bless me indeed, that got him in the book. Let me tell you, it's in the new book. Amen. I want to just say to you, be encouraged, amen, and do things that will get you in the new book, amen, the Lord is writing. One of them is thanking God 1,000 times a day. That's it, recorded in the new book.
Like the keypad? Yeah, I have to.
So make sure you, these records are being kept. You want to be in the records, amen. Another one is giving God a billion praises a night. That's never been done before. And that's in the book. Amen. And now I want to make this announcement. I need y'all's prayers more than ever, because it was 1,000 when I was on the plane and God said, why don't you thank him 1,000 times? I didn't know it was going to lead to teaching people around the world to thank God 1,000 times. And now we're giving God billions of praises. And I thought that would be the end of it, you know, the billions of praises. But then God had prepared me some years ago, math, a liking for math, and it was for a reason. He was setting me up. And now I've begun to see that we're able. I said we're able to give God a trillion praises. He showed me this. It's we can give God a trillion praises. Never in the history of the world has this ever been done, but it's possible. We can give God a trillion. Now, why is this so important? You say, well, I can just give him one praise from my heart and be in the presence of God. Yes, you can. But I'd rather praise him 1,000 times from my heart and be in the book as one who praised him 1,000 times from my heart. And these praises are coming from my heart. Amen. What's so important about it? Well, what's so important about folks cussing all the time? If you get folks saying, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, as a man think it or a woman think it in their heart, so is he or she, it will change their demeanor, saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, and it goes on, lovely, of a good report, think on these things. If you get a rapist to say thank you, Jesus, all the time, it will change his mind. He'll stop raping. Can't you see that thanking the Lord like this is going to change not only you on the prayer line, it's going to change the world. We are working on things that's going to change the whole wide world. You get gangs to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. It will get in their spirit. It will change the crime rate. The crime rate will go down. God gave us this, and he gave it for a reason. And there's a purpose in mind for it. I know that the enemy is jealous. He was jealous up in heaven. Tried to stop the praise in heaven. Didn't want them thanking God. Now he's trying to work through people down here to get them to stop the praise down here. Don't want them thanking God. But we're going to show them how to thank God 1,000 times and try to work on a trillion.
The pace is going to be.
Billion praises. God bless you. My praise report is I went to this church on Sunday and shared with this pastor on Sunday about thanking 1,000 times. He dismissed his message, went out to his congregation, said, I got a new message today. I want us to thank God 1,000 times. And had it spoke that morning. This is last Sunday. Had it spoke that morning to thank God 1,000 times. And, oh, my God, they've been
honest.
Lord, pray, bless you and keep you.
Right.
I want to ask Dr. Stern if she would come forward, and if she's still on the line, and I want her to close us out with a general prayer this morning. We've got about 6 minutes. Amen. I know that's not a lot of time for you, Dr. Stern, but amen. We want to take it out. Don't forget the youth prayer line tonight. One of announce that in prime time. The youth prayer line, we started this prayer line was about, I got to look at the history, but a few people we started with. And then God laid it on my heart to start the youth prayer line. And we asked the hostess, Sister Gina, to be the hostess. We've expanded it to Ambassador Pfeiffer, Ambassador-elect Gina, and Ambassador Pfeiffer. Amen, and they have done a bumper, tremendous job. So don't forget tonight at 7 o'clock is the youth prayer line, Ambassador-elect Sister Gina Hodges. And then at 9 o'clock we're going to do the blog where we'll be meeting people all over the world. I'm just telling you what's happening. I'm not trying to boast or trying to be nothing great, but we're leading people all over the world and thanking God 1,000 times. The Lord bless you and keep you. All right. Ambassador Stern, are you
Dr.
there?
Dr. Johnson.
Yes.
Johnson.
Dr. Lacey, all right. God bless you.
I want to apologize to the prayer line for not being on here this week. They got us locked in. I'm in trial, and I have to leave early in the morning, but I called this morning for special prayer that my court case, I'm in trial over the accident that I had in 2011. And it's going okay, but I just need special prayer And I want you all to know I had the worst fall ever been in the history down in the courthouse. My foot got tangled up in the carpet, and I fell almost half a stairway. But the Lord blessed me. I didn't get hurt no more, and I'm, you know, got some bruises and stuff, but I'm doing okay. I just want you all to know that I'm not off of the prayer line, but I had to be off. The lawyers is in here from Ohio and everywhere, and they don't want us talking on the phone. They don't want us discussing nothing. So I thank God for you, and I thank God for you, Dr. Johnson, Mother Johnson, Sister Betty, and all, Dr. Pfeiffer, Mother, all Pastor Stern. I want you all to know, all of you, everybody. I can't just name everybody, but I want you all to know that I love you, and God bless you this morning, and I'm thankful to you, Dr. Johnson, for allowing me these few minutes to let you know that I'm still with you, but I'm just tied up in a lot of stuff. God bless you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for Dr. Mary Lacey.
Yes,
Lord,
yes, yes.
Thank you, thank you. She's brought a lot of people to this prayer line.
Thank you,
God, I ask you in the name of Jesus, look on her in this court case situation and give her favor.
Jesus.
I want
to, thank you.
You said, in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God. Thank you for letting her fall, for letting her feet get tangled up in the carpet. Now, Father, don't let her allow this thing to pass.
Thank you, God.
Bless
thank
her,
you, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Bless her.
Thank
in
you.
Jesus' name. Pursue. And David asks, Lord, shall I pursue and will I overtake? And
yes,
God tell him pursue. Pursue. Shall overtake. And not only that, you shall recover all. Pursue.
Yes. Dr. Lacey. Thank you,
God. In Jesus' name. And Lord bless her in this court case. Give her victory. I'm asking. That's all I can do. Ask you. You are the one who gives favor. Give favor.
Yes.
Bless her in the court case. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. God bless you. Amen. We're going over a little bit today. Dr. Stern, Ambassador Stern, excuse me.
Dr. Johnson, I don't know.
Right?
I don't know if you hear me. But
I do hear you.
Yes, I'm whispering because my husband and I just got into Florida late last night, and I'm in a room where it's a little inconvenient for me this morning to do a prayer, but I will be back in service. Oh, next week I can hear you, but we're just totally burned out this morning, so forgive us at this time for not being able to pray. It's a little inconvenient for me this morning. I'm just listening.
All right. God bless you, and we thank you for that. Amen.
Let me do the prayer this morning.
Who is it?
That's the Pfeiffer.
All right, go ahead.
Ambassador and his family, Lord Jesus. Bless Mother Johnson in a special way. Look on your people, oh God. Look on the staff of the First Fruit Prayer Line in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Keep them knitted to